It pays every bill. I know how I get paid because I have children and a family who depended on that. I know what my base and my unit has to bring in. I know what my unit size needs to be to equal that. I know the commission or the unit production at the end of the month that makes that happen. And I also know that if it doesn't come in, and today it pretty much comes in, but if it doesn't come in, that I would offset it with parties or facials in order to make sure the income is there. Guys, I want to tell you something. You have control of how much money you make in this. Do not think that you don't. You have 100% control. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And so I want to share with you guys, as I'm kind of, I don't even know where I'm at. Where am I on time? Okay, good, okay. I want to share with you guys that you can go to a million different events, and you can go to a different million different places, and you can go to become motivated. But like Linda said last night, motivation comes from within. Going to things tweaks your skill, tweaks your mindset, tweaks your thought pattern, gives you a new thought, takes it to a new level. But when you walk out the door is when the truth is told, because then you have to be committed to it. And the definition of commitment is following through when the mood has left you. That's when you're committed. Ladies who are successful in this business don't always do what feels good at the time. Okay? Now, I'm going to say this too. If you wake up and it's just a bad day, you're boo-hoo-y, you're teary, you're whatever, don't call anybody. That day you need to get a grip. But the deal is that day can't go into another. In fact, you got to get a grip fast. And I will tell you, when days, because we all have hormones, and there's good days and there's bad days, and there are days that I've had that are bad. And those days, no one really hears from me. They might get a text or a Voxer, but they won't hear from me on the phone. But on those days, I take a self-evaluation. Why am I feeling like this today? Stabilize, right? Stabilize. Because here's the thing. Sometimes you feel like this because you're tired and you've had no sleep. You feel like this because you haven't eaten right. You feel like this because you haven't taken a day off from life or whatever. You haven't allowed that 1 hour quiet time, go take a bubble bath. Sometimes it's just that you need to evaluate, why am I responding this way to life right now? Because life really didn't change that much since last night. Does that make sense? Why were you okay with everything yesterday and today you had a meltdown? Sometimes you just have to evaluate, and then you got to get a grip, because it doesn't get any better the longer you stay like that. In fact, the longer you stay that way, the deeper the hole can become. And then because you are women, you want to suck everybody else down that hole with you. You call your mama, you call your sister, you call your best friend, and for Pete's sake, do not talk to your husband about it. Because see, men don't act like that. You either do it or don't. That's it. You don't like it, quit. I don't understand. She's always saying that's a horrible thing. Why don't she just quit? All right, and you're like, quit? Why would I quit? Well, yesterday you said it was awful, it was horrible, it was giving you migraines, you were feeling awful, and you didn't know what you want to do. That's why you want to quit. Well, yeah, that was yesterday. See, they don't get that. You know, men always say, I don't understand women. It's because y'all act crazy sometimes. That's true. So when you have meltdowns, call another woman who can understand your meltdown. And do not call a sister. You always reach up. Okay? Save your mama for your say your drama for your mama, and that would be your director. Or your national if you are a director. Do not be calling your sister directors and take her down the rabbit hole with you. Do not call your sister consultants and take her down the rabbit hole with you. Do not make your family miserable and complain to your husband. And then tomorrow wonder why the world doesn't think you're on top of it. True? Okay? So in closing down with all this stuff, I go back to my original statement. Life happens to all of us, and we all have a life story. But it's not what life gives you, it's what you choose to do with what has been given to you. You do have time in your schedule. Figure it out. We are problem solvers. That's what leaders do. We problem solve. We don't whine. We're not pitiful. We don't sit around pouting about things. We fix things. We're fixers. We're problem solvers. We make things happen. Is this true? Leaders in Mary Kay make things happen, right? So quit being pitiful and start being powerful. Get your emotions under check. Stabilize, all right? Time, figure out where you can put this in your time and understand how you get paid. That has been my recipe for success for the past 20 years. Now, some of y'all are going to take it and run with it, and others are going to get an attitude about it. Remember that negative attitude? Ask yourself, which one are you sitting with right now? Right? And my parting words, ladies, this is your year. This is your time. You're here for a reason. Decide what you're going to do with it. And I think my time is up.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down.
Oh, I love that music. That was the time when people knew music. Okay, you guys, I know everybody wants to remain standing. Everybody can't wait to tell Melita exactly what you're feeling right now and how you love her and how you appreciate her. We'll start right here. And did you and Patricia like coordinate your outfits today? You decided, I'm going to be diagonal and you be straight. You be horizontal and I'll be diagonal.
Yeah, so Casey Friedmeier. And Melita, your story is so similar to mine. So I'm like so glad that I was here to hear your story because I do have a medical background. I wanted to go to medical school. When I found my husband now, I realized I wanted to have a family, and that wasn't for me. And so we have a daughter who is medically fragile. She has a genetic disorder, and so she takes every second of my time. And I knew that I couldn't work in the hospital anymore and be away from her. And so Patricia found me, I guess that's how Mary Kay found me, through Patricia. And so I am able to be home with her more, and I didn't completely quit my hospital job, but I'm working PRN, so usually just 1 or 2 days a week, but I hope I can quit that job eventually. But you're right, it's not what you're given, it's how you handle it. And, I thank God for her every day. She's just amazing, and she's really helped change my life. So I thank you for sharing your story.
Yay. Woo! All right. Melissa?
Man, there was so much, but thank you so much for just being powerful for all of us. We just appreciate you sharing your story with us. And there was so much I could talk about, but how brilliant with the whole doctor waiting room thing. That was like a whole mind shift. That is just absolutely brilliant.
Was like, I saw everybody, like, their body language change. It's like, oh my God, how can I not figured that out by now?
Exactly. That was brilliant. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Melita. You are powerful. I'm grateful for you. And there's such a difference between negative, positive, which would be like optimistic, like today's sunny, and a winner. That is a focused mindset, so thank you.
What you are okay with gets you stuck where you are. And I feel like I've been stuck for a while, and it's because I'm okay with it. So that's a shift.
I'll totally add on to what Mary Lou just said. What you allow, as far as a standard in your business, is what will continue, and that has been so true for me in my journey. And just not letting yourself off the hook as far as what your standard of excellence really is.
Hi, I'm Alicia Klein, and I'm a new Red, and. What really stood out to me is that instead of worrying the time that you spend worrying, use that time working. My daughter's also had a lot of medical issues, and I'm a worrier by nature. And so that just really stuck to me. Instead of sitting there and worrying about what I can't control, I can put those efforts into my work and making myself more successful.
And while you're passing the microphone, I want to elaborate on that because I think that's the whole milking the cow concept where, you just go to work. It doesn't matter that the world is falling apart around you. And here's what you'll battle. Some person who gets their little panties in a wad will look and say, I can't believe your child's in the hospital and you have your laptop. You love her and release her. You love her and release her. You love her and you release her. Misty?
You spelled what I was going to say.
Oh, anyway. I am so sorry.
No, but thank you for sharing that you use your family for a reason to work and not an excuse. And I think it's so easy to get caught up in drama in life that that's all that it is. You know, my hot water heater busted and ruined two of my rooms, and I'm still in the middle of that, but I've used that for an excuse for a week. I'm so sorry my water heater busted, and it's low. And that's nothing, you know, what your kids went through, and you went to work. So I thank you for sharing that.
All right, great job. You guys, we're going to take out a note piece of note paper, and you're going to write Melita a love note that she will read on her travels home today. And if you need quiet time to do that, that's fine. We're going to take about a 15 to 20 minute break. And what we're going to do is we're going to gather right down here by the cars in about 5 minutes, and we're going to do our famous car picture. So we're going to, what time is it? Yeah.
The one last thing, and it elaborates what Linda said, quit worrying about what people think about you. Please quit worrying about what people think about you. They do not pay your bills. They do not provide for your family. They do not do anything for you except clutter your brain. Quit worrying about what other people think about you and start wondering about what you think about yourself.
Let's give it up for Melita Daly! All right. In 5 minutes, we're going to be in the parking lot. And if you're not there, you don't get your picture taken. So in 5 minutes, we're going to be there.
You know those cute posters y'all got yesterday, the red car posters? The pen goes with it. It's a dry erase pen to use on the tracking poster. And based on the number I picked up off of the tables last night, some of y'all didn't get that. So if I have a few left out here, if you want to grab them right now during the break, so I can be done with that. But those little dry erase pens are for the poster.